Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Skipping and a-jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl.
It is opening day for Major League Baseball. Will Fleming and Lou Merlone with the call on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network on this radio station at 10:10 tonight. 9:10 pregame with Rich Keefe and, of course, on the network all across New England and on the Odyssey app. So you can listen tonight, get a nap in this afternoon, and then listen tonight, and we will talk with Lou Merlone from Seattle at 9:20 on this morning's show. And Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, will join us at 9 for the first front office report of this Red Sox season. But we're behind a little bit. We got leads left this morning. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning, everybody. Curtis stole my thunder already, but it is opening day during a year where we've already talked about how there are a lot of local Bostonians who don't even know what opening day at Fenway is, during a time where people are worried that baseball may be dying with their diehard fans. We have two teams that already had to reschedule their opening days in the Phillies and the Mets because of a forecast. Whoever is in charge of scheduling open day matchups needs to reconsider what they're doing. Put these teams in places with warm weather or in a dome. Also, do not put an East Coast team up against a West Coast team on the West Coast. To have the Red Sox in Seattle this evening for a first pitch at 10 o'clock p.m. is only hurting the game.
Mm.
Do you know what a lot of people aren't going to be doing tonight? Watching the Red Sox, because they will be asleep. Shime and I were talking about this before the show. It is abysmal, the fact that the Red Sox are starting the season at 10 p.m. on the West Coast. Mm. Whoever is figuring out schedules, whether it's weather or the time in which a certain fan base is awake, redo the entire thing. Yeah. Blow up the entire thing.
Yeah.
Whoever is in charge needs to be fired. Bring in somebody new who's going to do the entire scheduling for MLB games.
So is it just the weather or...
No, I'm saying weather and time.
I think you make a great point about the time. Like, I mean, it is... You could start the games out there earlier, like often occurs with NFL games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you could, if you have to start an East Coast team on the West Coast, then start the game earlier. So that people can get, be awake for it.
So did you change every West Coast, East Coast game then?
At least for opening day.
What's the difference in June?
Courtney and Curtis are right. Well, the weather's better in June.
No,
and
I'm just talking about the time difference.
I think she's just talking about opening day. Opening day. Like the excitement of opening day. Like make it at a time when most people can watch it.
But the best part about opening day, people, if it was at Fenway, for Fenway's opening day, they take the day off from work. They want to go to bars. They want to go to restaurants. They want to get excited about the baseball season. No one's doing that at 10 p.m.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. So you're suggesting that the Major League Baseball scheduler should be dismembered?
Yes. Okay. Dismembered.
Yeah, dismembered. Okay.
Not dismembered. No dismemberment.
No, luckily they don't play.
No violence.
Luckily they don't play baseball in October.
Well, they do.
Because the weather's kind of bad.
The Red Sox don't, but... okay.
All we're talking about is opening day.
I'm so confused.
I know, but you have to fight
everything. I'm asking... Why can't I ask a question?
It's not arguing.
You guys are so sensitive.
No, I'm not sensitive.
I love when you argue, but this is just... I'm not arguing. I ask a question.
But you always ask the question that, like, doesn't make sense. Because we're just talking about opening day. Start the season.
I'm not going to ask no more questions.
No, I love your questions.
Too many Ralph Tresvants around here. Mr. Sensitivity.
I don't know what that means.
That means you're very sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
I'm
asking you a question about why you can't just say,
I ain't asking no more questions. Y'all are way too sensitive.
You're sensitive.
I asked because I was confused with the lead. I'm like, well, they...
What's confusing about it?
Because I'm like, they play baseball in October
Correct.
When it's cold.
Yep.
Right?
But there's only one opening day.
I understand that.
So that's what I'm talking about.
What happens?
People are already excited for the teams that are playing in October. Right. If your team is playing in October, you're doing something right.
But they're all, I mean, just Wiggy, I understand, and I love you. I love when you argue with other people. But I would just say this. There are several playoff games, especially the first round of the playoffs, that are day games because there are several games.
No, I get that point. But I was just like, because you're saying the opening day you wish was on the East Coast.
Or if it's West Coast,
make it a 1 p.m. West Coast start time, so it's 4 p.m. here.
Yeah. I know. So then I asked the question, well, what happens a week into the season?
Who cares?
You don't care.
It's just,
I won't ask no more questions.
No, people get way too sensitive. Please continue.
Okay.
Nobody's sensitive.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's almost Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thursday Junior.
Do I even give my lead?
Please, I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give my lead because...
How about this rain? It's been raining for 2 weeks.
Soggy enough for you?
Hey, Curtis, I don't want to ask the question, why is it raining outside?
Nope, no, Wiggy. Just skate your lane. That's what I do.
That's what I'm going to do. So my thing is this. College basketball season for all the bettors has been spectacular. Shime talks about how he's a giant fan of it because of all the betting and stuff. And I grew up as a kind of a college basketball fan, watching, especially men's college basketball. I feel like the NCAA needs to do something to help with men's college basketball. And the fact of it, the players not being as relevant, the teams not being as relevant compared to when I watched the women's NCAA bracket. So, like, in the women's NCAA bracket, like, I know about South Carolina. Obviously, I know about Caitlin Clark. I know about LSU. And if both of these teams win, Iowa and LSU wins, they'll match up. You know about the girl who plays for USC, Juju. I think her last name is Watson. I just feel like when you look at women's college basketball, the relevancy of it, the way they promote the game, just the way we know about the teams, I just feel like men's college basketball, for whatever reason, it could be the one and done thing, or maybe guys elected not even to go to college. But I just feel like the days of those teams where you used to be like, man, Jerry Stackhouse when he played for North Carolina, or Jamal Mashburn, or
the Fab Five at Michigan or whatever.
Now it's just like, oh, wow.
I agree with Wiggy.
But also, if Charlie Baker wants prop bets to be a thing of the past when it comes to NCAA, then that's not going to help people to have any interest in certain players.
I think he wants prop bets to go away because of the Toronto Raptors, dude.
But I would just say
$850,000 ticket that he took on himself to win $4 million with the under.
Mm-hmm. And I get that part of what Charlie Baker wants. I'm just talking about the relevance, Wiggy,
I hate to bring facts publicity to the table, but the games for the men's over the weekend more than doubled the Caitlin Clark game.
Right, but do you think that's because of betting?
What? I mean, who the hell cares? Why? I mean, if they're doubling their ratings, then they're doing a good job. I mean, it's the highest ratings they've had since 2015.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I know nobody in men's college basketball.
But it works. I think it's the brackets.
It's more about the teams, too. Like, it's more about the colleges themselves than the actual players, which is different than the NBA, for sure. But
even, like, the teams, like, I feel like the Duke and like team, it's like
you have all the big names. You have Duke, you have UNC, you have UConn, you have Purdue and Gonzaga, and like
I mean, I know
all
the
these
one
teams
dude
that have been
Purdue.
Making noise.
I just feel like it's different than when it used to be. I feel like the game, the women's game now is more, what's the word that I'm looking for? It seems
marketable.
Marketable's
a good one.
I will say it's extraordinary, the news this morning that Caitlin Clark has received a $5 million offer from Ice Cube's Big Three
Right,
league.
I saw that.
$5 million bucks.
Right.
Awesome. I mean, that's a lot of money for her.
They've already gotten $5 million in advertising since they published that.
By doing that, right? Yeah.
And I would just say that the peak of women's college basketball with Caitlin Clark, the biggest crossover star since Rebecca Lobo, is still half the audience of men's. But that's never discussed when they talk about the record-breaking women's ratings. Like, and that's why Wiggy has that assumption. Like, you're still doubling it with a bunch of nameless, faceless men because in large part to the bracket because everybody fills one out.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
Good
you
lead, Wiggy.
I appreciate that.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Curtis and I walked in here this morning with the same thing on our mind, and that is that for the first time ever here in Boston, the cost for a student to attend college or university, as they say in Europe, for 1 year has reached $90,000.
Damn.
There are at least three Boston area colleges and universities where the cost to attend next year will exceed $90,000. So that is BU, Tufts University, and Wellesley College. And the median household income in Massachusetts, do you know what it was in 2022?
No idea.
$96,000. So a year of college is going to cost you as a parent or as a student, if you're working and paying yourself, near $100,000. And there needs to be something done when it comes to the cost of higher education in this country. It is ludicrous for a family who wants to help their kids go to school to look at nearly $400,000 as the cost of 4 years of education in this country. And then people say, Greg, what would you do about it? The first thing that I would do is these colleges and these universities should no longer be tax exempt organizations. Mm. If they had to pay taxes, then they would have to balance their budgets. They would not be paying professors like Elizabeth Warren $400,000 a year, which is out of line with what the average American makes and the way a business who has to be profitable has to operate. Mm. I would say this also, like if you have the money, it's a great opportunity to be able to get your son or daughter to go to college. They don't need it. It doesn't teach you real life stuff.
That's the biggest issue, Greg.
They don't guarantee you. Maybe if they guaranteed you a job, maybe we could put some sort of a guarantee in that you're going to get a job, you're going to get a high paying job. But other than that, working in the trades, you can make a fortune working in the trades. It's a hard earned salary that you get.
Oh, you're spot on.
It's just $100,000. I don't know how people are going to do it. How are people going to pay $100,000 a year for their kid to go to college?
When they stop making going to college as like the end all be all, then maybe that's when it comes down. But anybody you talk to, it's like if the kid is not going to college, there's a major problem. That's the problem with it, is that the way that society looks at having to push kids to go to college, and there are so many other avenues out there. That's why I think they're able to drive up the prices.
Here's the thing.
Fabric Wood in the Twitch chat says, trust the rich man telling you not to educate your children. Listen,
Greg never said not to educate your children. He said to educate them with something that is actually useful for applying to actually earn money.
Hey, you go to a trade school?
The biggest thing with this, and I'll just use BU because they suck at hockey. And so Boston University, $90,000. The reason the tuition has increased at BU is not because the education has gotten better. It's because the dorms have gotten more expensive. They're building high-rise dorms with a view of Boston in apartments that would cost $10 million so they can attract people to the school. You're not paying for a better understanding of whatever field you're seeking to learn about. You're paying for room and board because they're all competing with each other for the Instagram stories about how cool their dorms are. Mm-hmm. Boston College is the same thing. It is
They could get a facelift on their dorms, but
it is so idiotic to think that you're going to get the bang for your buck.
Yeah.
$90,000.
$90,000. And, you know, I mean, I get it. It's a lot of fun. You go to college, you go to some parties, you got the midday bone going on.
Yep.
I mean, it's great. But you can do that more affordably if you just get yourself a job out of high school and give your kid, if you're going to, rather than give your kid $90,000 for a year of college, give him $40,000 to start a business.
Right. And if I wanted to go to college just to learn how to hate myself, I'd do it for free at home.
I can't get over my excise tax. How am I ever going to have a child?
I know.
Well, see, that's the thing.
It's making me not want to have children.
But
you see, the thing is, they've brainwashed you that when you have a child, that your kid has to go to college. Like, that's the brainwash of it.
But it's also not brainwashing because I loved my college experience.
I know Santo loved his college experience.
We want to provide that for our child.
But I'm not saying that. But we were brainwashed. What was it like? You got to go to college if you want a good job.
You want
to make something of yourself. You got to go. So they scared us into, like, if you don't go to college, you're not going to be able to have that type of life.
My favorite thing about college campuses is it's full of socialists charging $90,000 a year. I think that just makes perfect sense.
It does.
They hate capitalism unless it's paying for their own tuition for $90K.
All right. Well, those are this morning's leads.
Whew.
And coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Paul Pierce said about LeBron James v. Michael Jordan, which set the world on fire yesterday. That is coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Bruins fell to the Lightning 3-1. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 28 saves in the loss. It is opening day. The Sox will take on the Mariners out west. First pitch at 10:10 tonight. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 9:10 for the MassMutual pregame show, and then with Will Fleming and Lou Maloney who are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Brian Baio getting the start to open the season. The Celtics are in action tonight. They have the Hawks in Atlanta. Tip is at 7:30. Elsewhere in basketball, Draymond Green in trouble again. He was ejected less than 4 minutes into the Warriors matchup with Orlando for going at it with the refs last night. We'll have a college hoops update coming up next. But do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? Have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. You can call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, great point on the text line, Curtis. Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Curtis is a great example. If you had gone to a trade school instead of Boston College, this texter says you would not have had to make your pregnant wife put the crib together.
Well, that is a true point. I mean, a long way to get there, but glad we landed it. It is raining outside and 45 degrees. If I went to a trade school, I would have been out in 3 days. I would have had no clue what to do. Afternoon high of 50.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Opening day for Major League Baseball. Red Sox first pitch 10-10 here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Will Fleming and Lou Merlone getting the call. Joe, with some limited games this season, Curtis, is that what's going on with Joe Castiglione?
I think he's doing about 100. I don't know.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And so... Courtney's right. It would be nice if that game were starting at 7 p.m. here on the East Coast, but get a nap in and you'll be able to catch your Boston Red Sox tonight on the Red Sox, the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. We'll talk to Lou Merlone from Seattle at 9:20 this morning. Honey Badger from Twitch has a gripe with something on the show. Yes, Honey Badger.
Good morning, Joe. How are we doing?
What's the gripe?
So the point of the night before the road shows is to hang out with you guys and have a couple and have a good time.
Yes.
So why is there a 20-mile difference between the Hampton Beach road show and where we're hanging out the night before?
Well, I guess it's so as to expand the opportunity that we have to interact in New Hampshire. You're referring to the fact, I believe, the pregame is at the GOAT in Portsmouth, correct?
Yes, yes.
I think that's to give the opportunity to the Portsmouth people to come out and enjoy the night before.
The Woodshed in Chatham or wherever that was.
Yes.
Whereas the Beachcomber is in Wellfleet.
Great example, Curtis.
And Honey Badger, I would say... We get people criticizing us going to the same places over and over again and not introducing a new group of fans to potentially meet and greet. This way, we're going to be in Hampton Beach for the actual show, but people of Portsmouth, New Hampshire may have the opportunity to come visit us at the GOAT that may not be able to get to the broadcast the next morning. So we're trying to be all things to all people.
Mm-hmm. However...
So are we...
What?
We're going to set up Wiggy's idea of setting up a shuttle so we can all have a good time and get back to Hampton.
We could try and see if we could do that, some sort of a shuttle.
Because like I'll double dip.
Actually, Honey Badger, we're going to be at the GOAT in Hampton Beach the night before, so we'll see you there.
maybe we could borrow one of those Mercedes Sprinters from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that is bringing my neighbors around in the seaport. And get that up there.
But say hi to all those neighbors. I'm definitely going to double dip.
You are? You're going
to double dip? Portsmouth to Hampton Beach.
Good morning, my neighbors! Yeah. I will log your complaint, Honey Badge. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. We're so far behind. They said it. Now moving to 8:20. Damn. Or Mike Melbury
at 8:20.
Mike Melbury at 8:20. 8:45.
Gresh is going to do it at 10:30.
Okay. That's fine. We'll do that. I'm happy with that. This is Mark from Marshfield. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
What's up?
First thing, before I get on my lead, as it were, you guys, I have become a devoted listener to this show. I used to listen to a different program, and you put this thing together in a way that makes it really, really entertaining. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Mark, I thank you for saying that. We're coming up on 5 years here with this radio show. Someone was suggesting in the Twitch chat earlier this morning, this program would be dismembered. There's no such thing.
We are all delighted to be here. And
dismembered.
There will be no dismemberment of this radio program, despite what some might want,
what
apparently.
What a stray to Courtney.
Kind of dismembered.
Okay. Mark, thank you. Thank you,
yeah,
Mark.
I think the next time that they do the ratings, you're going to see a significant bump. That would be my casual observation.
Well, thank you so much. Mark. Appreciate that, Mark.
Breaking news.
Anyway, this thing with the cost of college, it's worse than you think it is. You mentioned Elizabeth Warren and making $400,000. Yeah, except for one thing. She doesn't work a 40-hour week when she did that.
Yeah.
Most college professors do not work a full-time week. At best, they're working 15 to 20 hours, leaving them time to go out and do consulting in other places. So if you actually annualize that number, it's more like $2 million. The other piece of the puzzle is that the colleges and universities around this country are littered with administrative people. You know, associate deans, secondary deans, vice chancellors, vice provosts. The cost of managing them, and most of it has to do with regulatory compliance or just trying to keep people happy. And that's where the real scandal is, that it is so much money being spent on admin and overhead and not the actual cost of education, that the fact that a college education is $90,000 a year is only going to proliferate across other places. And then the last worst part of it is on the larger universities like Harvard, they can underwrite, because they have gigantic endowments, they can underwrite the cost of these educations where other colleges cannot. It's an absolute disaster.
Yeah. So the story this morning is that for the first time ever, three Boston area universities have raised their tuition to $90,000 or more. So it will cost you what is essentially the median salary of Massachusetts. $95,000 is the median salary here in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It will cost you that much for your child to go to school for 1 year. And the
median household,
median household income. Where you probably have both parents working. So it's just, it can't continue this way. And I brought up the fact that these are tax-exempt organizations during my lead. And it's a great thing to offer the opportunity to go to college via a loan to those who can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's no requirement whatsoever that loan can be paid back, and if you ran a business and you were selling a widget,
uh-huh,
and you knew that anybody who wanted to buy your widget could go out and get a loan for your widget,
right?
Would you just charge whatever possible number you could get for that widget, because
people are
going to be able to get a loan and pay for it? They don't have to have the money to buy your widget. Your widget would be $90,000,
right?
Like college is $90,000.
And Curtis brought up a great point, which I don't think people really understand until, you know, you start to really look at the numbers. So he brought up the housing situation. So imagine that, let's just take a number of $30,000. There are some colleges where it costs room and board is $30,000 over a 9-month period, which, you know, probably kids are not going to school. That's over $3,000 a month. $3,000 a month to live in a dorm room and eat at a cafeteria. Tell me how that makes sense.
Yeah. But tell me how it makes sense if you are somebody who has to take a loan out for college, which a lot of people have to do,
uh-huh,
and then you're paying your student loans once you get out, getting a job here in Boston, paying rent that's through the roof, also paying your student loans. You're never going to be able to afford a house.
Right.
No. Ever.
Well, that's the problem.
And the other thing, Courtney, to kind of answer, we kind of talked about this off air, and the New York Fed, they did this like study. And I asked this question, only 27% of recent graduates are employed in their degree field.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to college to get a degree. And I asked that question off air. It's like, how many people actually use that degree in the field that they ultimately go on to their careers?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like not a lot of people are going to college and getting degrees and actually coming out and going to work in the field they got a degree in.
All right. Well, that was my lead this morning.
Good lead.
Thank you very much. You know, I don't like to talk about my own personal attributes,
mm-hmm,
But I did get a text during this discussion from a 617 texter who said, Curtis, isn't large endowment Greg's nickname in the Seaport? And I don't believe that is my nickname. Let's get to this if we could, please.
It's time for...
He was with four hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling, I love you very much?
The news.
He's not into golden showers, as they say they call them.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Take off your panties.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
I don't like that idea.
On WEEI.
And before we get to the news, we should just do the first matchup of Sweet 16. Get it out of the way.
Okay.
One seed against a four seed. Here's the one seed. Hallelujah. All right. Four seed.
We are beach sexers.
Also good matchup. Did we already do this one?
Yeah, we're down to the Sweet 16.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
So this is Drop Madness, yes, which is what the whole thing is called.
Yep.
And now we're at the Sweet 16.
Okay. Yeah.
Both of those won in the first round, and so they're now taking on each other in the second round.
Okay, all right. So we are at the Sweet 16 when it comes to Drop Madness, our bracket competition here on the
show.
That's okay.
It's a good matchup, though.
It's a great matchup. Yeah. It really is a great matchup. All right, let's get to the news.
Yeah,
if we could,
I'm never doing this again.
That's fine. It's fine.
Yep.
It's fine.
This could end up being an irrational fear for one Jermaine Wiggins, who now knows how to shred the gnar. Nick Kruger was skiing at Sugarloaf in Maine. Wiggins. Okay.
Greg, did you go there? Were you totally disappointed?
What?
Sugarloaf?
Oh, it has nothing to do with food, Curtis? Is that what you're saying?
Just a bunch of skiers.
Okay.
When there was a huge avalanche, it absolutely swallowed up a skier that was in front of this Nick Kruger guy.
Oh, boy.
So he spent the next 10 minutes digging him out.
Damn.
Luckily, the skier was not injured. He saved him. Here is Nick.
I watched the crest of the avalanche basically happened and saw this stranger now go head first, get buried into the snowbank as the avalanche slide went down. I then elected to hop over the slide, ski through all the rubble to where the stranger was, took my skis off and just started digging them out as fast as I could.
That's my irrational fear, being buried alive.
Oof.
I'm claustrophobic. I don't even like being under the blankets with
can you do an MRI or no?
I it's very difficult.
I could never do an MRI. I've never had to do one, but I don't think I could be in there in that little tiny little space.
I've done it and I get very anxious because I have to listen to the music and cover my eyes and don't open them.
I was in an MRI tube when I was at McLean for a couple weeks years ago, and I was listening to this show, and Ken was losing his mind about Shakira's halftime performance.
Oh,
and I have never felt more trapped in my life.
Remember how upset the lifeguard was because Shakira was shaking her hips on national television?
Oh, man.
He was very upset.
Was he mad at J-Lo, too? Or
yeah,
just...
they were like the poor kids.
Wow.
Oh, they were trying to cancel J-Lo and Shakira.
What?
The poor kids had to see those two shaking their asses.
Oh.
Right. Well, anyway, there was an avalanche, and it appears everybody is okay.
Everyone's
That's
okay.
Good news.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. Okay.
And if you were planning on going to an early dinner like Greg and the other old heads this evening in the North End, double-check your reservation because a number of restaurant owners are closing their business from 3 to 5 p.m. so they can host a public meeting about outdoor dining after Mayor Wu's administration announced for the second year in a row no permits will be allowed to these restaurants for outdoor dining on the street.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's arguably the best neighborhood in the city when it comes to a place where you would like to outdoor dine.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right there on Hanover Street.
Yep.
It's a way in which the restaurants who have been struggling for 3 years since the pandemic can make a little extra money.
Yep.
And for her to say that that's the one neighborhood where it's too dangerous... It sounds like a personal gripe to me that she has.
Agreed.
Because they didn't fall in line and do exactly what she wanted them to do.
Yeah.
Does she explain why it's too dangerous or what her excuse is?
It's the traffic. It's the trash. It's the streets are too small, too narrow.
And I've been asking this for so long. Why not just block off the end of Hanover Street and say it's only a walking street?
They could figure that out if they wanted to.
Right.
They don't want to do it. They do it on Newbury Street at times during the summer where mm-hmm. they make it walking only.
Right.
It's marvelous. I go there and just say hello to random people.
Right.
The greeter.
Ask them about the weather and how their day is going and if it's almost Friday. But it would be great on Hanover Street. It's ridiculous to me. Absolutely ridiculous to me that this neighborhood is targeted.
Yeah, we can hear from Carla Combs, the owner of Terra Mia on WCBB.
Those problems, issues exist in every other neighborhood. They have the same exact issues. They have the trash, the congestion, the no parking, the rodents. We love the mayor to come. She was sent an invitation. And who knows, you know, maybe something good will come out of this.
Well, do you think she'll go to the meeting tonight?
No chance.
No, she's has
busy woman.
Something else scheduled.
Yes.
Some kind of a symposium on climate change or something.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about safety, East Broadway, and I love that, the Broadway and Paramount and all those places, they set it up for outdoor dining and it's great. But it's still the same danger and there's still the same trash. It condenses Broadway into just two lanes.
Well, yeah, it's
and
like
people
Greg
like
said.
It, but it's part of it. Like, I don't understand how Hanover Street's any different.
Because she doesn't like them over there. She don't like those people. And that's
why. Because they didn't get in line.
Yeah. Because you could easily, even if you didn't want to close the street down, you could just make it one way.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you'd have all that room.
Worked fine during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was the one place really you could go and enjoy outdoor dining with other people. I mean, you had to have a basket of fries on the table and only three people at the table, and you had to get the COVID fries. If you had an order of fries, nobody got COVID at the table. I don't know if you know that or not.
They set the standard though for the rest of the city.
They did
how innovative they were for making the outdoor spaces nice. It's a shame, and
if there was one part of Boston that should have outdoor dining, it is the most European part of the city, Hanover Street. The smells, the people, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 8:20, Mike Milbury on this show on the Boston Bruins, who split in Florida this week. So we'll talk hockey with Mike Milbury at 8:20, and then at 9:00. The very first Red Sox front office report of this baseball season. Opening day today, 10:10, first pitch for the Boston Red Sox with Will Fleming and Lou Merlone on the call. And Sam Kennedy will join us at 9:00. And Lou will join us from Seattle at 9:20 on this morning's show. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Neighbors were shocked in Beacon Hill yesterday after a coyote was corralled and captured by animal control. And I'm wondering if it is the same coyote that you saw on your old man morning walk.
Yeah, Greg. That was stalking me over the summer.
Correct.
Might be the same one.
Brian has a photo of the coyote getting corralled.
Let me see if I recognize the coyote. I mean, they all look rather similar.
Yeah, but you had an intimate viewing experience with him. He was captured on Anderson Street, which is less than a half a mile away from the State House. We can hear from one resident, Eric Marbleblatt.
Sometimes I'm walking late at night, and the last thing I'd want to see is this, a hungry coyote standing in front of me. It's not something I ever imagined.
No, not the same one.
Different.
Mine was darker.
Oh, that's a big one.
Greg, when you see a coyote, do you like to engage in small talk?
I do not. I was merely, it was 4:30 a.m.
Right.
I was walking along the pier on the seaport, heard a rustling in the bushes beside me, turned around, and there I was face-to-face with a menacing coyote. It was terrifying.
Yeah, Greg likes to avoid all coyotes and cougars, actually.
I was shrieking like a child when I encountered that coyote.
Probably not surprising to anyone. I truly don't think if I saw a coyote in the wild, I would know it was a coyote. There are so many dogs that look like coyotes that are out and about.
Oh, so if you saw one walking around the seaport?
I would think it was a dog.
Yeah. just be careful.
Yep.
Be careful out there.
The feds are defending their raid of P. Diddy's properties. If you haven't seen the video of what the inside of the properties look like, it was pretty wild. Brian has a video of that as well. This comes after Diddy's reps released a statement saying yesterday there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated.
Well, why'd the guy flee the country then?
Exactly.
Take that.
Is he ever coming back?
I'm not sure. It is nice in Anguilla. So, I mean, I'd probably think he's going to chill out
there for a minute. I'll do a deal with him.
All right.
If he owns up when it comes to what happened to Biggie.
Okay.
Then I'll let him walk on any charges.
All these.
Oh, God.
I don't think I would.
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
You think he's going to ever own up?
To what?
To sex trafficking?
To Biggie.
I don't think he even, you know.
That was his guy.
That was all our guy. We miss you, Big.
You don't think there's something nefarious that happened between Biggie and Diddy? Wiggy, come on.
I'm not going to go come that on. Route. Because Biggie loved Diddy.
Biggie was going to leave Bad Boy.
Nah, he was going to leave Bad Boy?
He was going to leave Bad Boy.
Okay. Nah, I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, a little strange that like 5 weeks after what happened to Pac, Diddy insisted that they go to Los Angeles for the Soul Train Awards. A little strange.
But Biggie wanted to go out there, though. Diddy actually said, let's not go, and Biggie was like, nah, let's go. We can go out there.
Okay. I'm not as concerned about that as I am about how everybody apparently knew that P. Diddy was a sex trafficking, despicable human being and allowed him. They all allegedly knew that he was engaging in these behaviors.
Yeah.
And they knew he was a freak.
Well, now they're a freak?
I'm sorry, Wiggy. A freak is not a sex trafficker.
Well, a freak
is someone that likes to do crazy things in bed or has sex on the beach.
Right.
A freak is not someone who is trafficking and drugging women.
Yeah.
There's also now allegations against him that there's like a pedophilia ring.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever coming back. I'll tell you that much. I don't think he's coming back to the United States.
Can you extradite him from Anguilla?
No, it depends on where he is.
Cape Verde. He went to both places where there's no extradition.
Yeah.
Just randomly. Okay.
But he didn't do anything wrong.
What else is next?
As the Karen Reed trial gets closer, Massachusetts prosecutors are asking the judge to keep protesters away from the courthouse. They're asking to create a buffer zone where no shirts or other objects that read "Free Karen Reed" could be worn or carried. They don't want any of that.
I bet if you wanted to wear a jail Karen Reed shirt, they'd be happy with that. They'd be fine and dandy with that, the prosecutors.
Yep.
Isn't this America?
This is America.
Aren't you allowed to protest?
Has any collection of people told on themselves more than the prosecutors of this case?
No.
Like, they are just, who's ever advising them? Like, it's idiotic. And they continue to do things that are so clearly biased.
You can't tell people they can't protest.
Unless you're the mayor.
Yeah.
And there are so many people who have basically made this their life's mission
yeah.
to free Karen Reed.
Yeah.
We can hear from one of them, Paul Cristoforo, who helps organize the rallies in support of Karen on NBC 10.
Commonwealth is calling it a buffer zone, but they might as well call it a restraining order against the citizens of Massachusetts, because that's exactly what it is. In the motion, it says, talks about animals with sweaters on. If the Commonwealth is so strong with their evidence against Karen Reed, why does it matter that a dog's wearing a sweater?
Yeah, why would it matter if a dog has a Free Karen Reed sweater on?
True.
Like,
I mean, isn't that what we do anyways? When we want our loved ones, we say free whoever's locked up?
Yeah.
Are we going to carry this trial live here at WEEI every day, Curtis? I want live. I assume somebody.
Gresh is actually going to be at the courthouse.
Somebody locally is going to have it on television every day, I hope, right?
I hope. That would be ratings gold, too.
I love courtroom. Like, I mean, the OJ trial was the best one.
Everybody was knew where they were when the OJ verdict was.
But I love court, like watching courtroom like drama on television. Like I hope some local channel is going
to
go live.
I want to go
interrupt Maury or The View or whatever.
Not The View.
Didn't they have a channel court TV?
Where there is a court TV.
There is still a court TV. Yeah, it's still
okay.
There.
Where they do? Yes. Where they do all like in room court cases.
Okay. I want someone to do a sketch courtroom sketch of the Greg Hill Show. A la Tom Brady.
Well, we do have Sensei, the official courtroom artist.
We should have
of this show. He updated the Roadshow artwork, and it's fantastic.
It is good. Yeah, very good.
Okay, what else? Anything else?
Well, I know you guys love hot dogs. I'm not a hot dog person, so I just want to know if you guys would ever try this. 7-Eleven has announced that they are now going to sell hot dog flavored water.
Gross. Oh,
it's called the Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water.
It's disgusting.
Combines the mouth-watering experience of 7-Eleven's iconic Big Bite hot dog into one refreshing beverage. Oh,
they do make a good glizzy over there.
So here's the thing, Greg. I after the show yesterday, I went and applied to be that wiener connoisseur.
Yes.
So as someone who considers himself a true wiener warrior, I would never drink this.
You would not.
I don't think Olivia would like you to be a wiener connoisseur.
Nothing wrong with that. If you like wieners,
you wouldn't even try. I mean, you can get every kind of flavor that there is when it comes to sparkling water. So it's not.
Yeah, but drinks like they should never make food items that we eat like into like drink flavors. Like
people
I don't
want
to, but I don't want a steak cola. I don't want a hot dog Sprite.
Right. I want a loaded baked potato sparkling water.
Yeah, no, like stay away from that stuff. If you want to do like, you know, watermelon flavored or fruit flavored, okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. But no one wants a Caesar salad Gatorade.
I mean, or a wedge salad.
Right.
It's an issue if the glizzy god doesn't even want to try it. That's a problem. If Shine doesn't want it. All right. Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
That is the news coming up at 8:20. Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.